Valery Gergiev's fans call him the greatest conductor alive. The Russian maestro leads some of the world's most famous orchestras. And he's a close friend of President Vladimir Putin.
You once said, "We are rich with not only Tchaikovsky." Do you remember? If a professional or a colleague told me that, I'd agree. I'm pleased that the country is led by a person who knows that as well as us.
Gergiev supported Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. 2 years later, he was criticized for conducting a performance in the ancient ruins of Palmyra in Syria. After Russia helped the Syrian government retake the site from ISIL. Now, his silence on the invasion of Ukraine has led him to being removed from concert in Milan's La Scala and New York's Carnegie Hall. And his manager says he can't represent him as a client anymore. Other Western cultural institutions, such as New York's Metropolitan Opera, have cut ties with pro-Putin performers.
We can no longer engage with artists or institutions that support Putin or are supported by him. Not until the invasion and killing has been stopped, order has been restored, and restitutions have been made.
The decision could mean the end of the Met's partnership with Moscow's Bolshoi Ballet. And star soprano Anna Netrebko, who's due to perform in April. She faced criticism when she was photographed with a flag used by Russian-backed separatists in Donetsk. On social media, Netrebko called for the war to end, but said it was unfair to force artists to voice political opinions and denounce their homeland. Others, like these two Russian and Ukrainian sopranos in Naples, decided to use their performance as a gesture of peace and friendship. As the war worsens, it seems Russia's cultural figures will have to keep making tough choices to stay in tune with the public. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.